Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Diane Reeves. She's gracing the jazz world with her wonderful mix of pop, African and American influences, which has led to her claim as a truly unique contemporary songstress. Hi, Diane.
How you doing today?
All right.
Good.
How are you?
I'm good.
Gosh, I didn't realize that Clark Terry discovered you.
Yes, he did. I was 17 years old at the time working with the high school jazz band. And they had a citywide competition that we won and that allowed us to go to Chicago to what was then called the NAJE, National Association of Jazz Educators. And while I was there performing, he heard me. A woman by the name of Maxine Adams said, you know, you've got to hear this girl. You
know? Oh, I know Maxine.
Yeah,
from
you
Wichita.
Know, from Wichita.
Yes.
Right, exactly. And so I met Clark, and he said, yeah, you know, and he said, I'm going to be in touch with you. And I just, you know, I said, okay, and I gave him my number, and he was and has been ever
Isn't
since.
Isn't that great? Well, mm-hmm. He's such a terrific guy.
He really is.
Have you recorded with him at all?
Actually, yes. I'm really excited because we did this record called The Grand Encounter, and it was with Clark and Sweets and James Moody and just a wonderful cast of characters.
You said it right, a cast of characters.
Yeah, but, you know, I remember when I worked with Clark, you know, I was always surrounded by the best musicians. When I went to work with him, he already had great musicians. Sometimes it would be Major Holly on bass or George DeVivier, you know, it's Jimmy Rolls, or one time it was Sir Roland Hanna.
Oh,
it was just
goodness.
Always some, and then I didn't know who they were, you know, but they were great. And there was just, you know, it was the most fertile soil.
So you started right in your high school days with mm-hmm. the top guys.
Yeah, I think so.
That's
yeah.
the way to go.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, where were you, at Cass High School?
No, actually, I grew up in Denver, Colorado. So I was in the regular, in George Washington, but they had this amazing jazz program. This gentleman, Dick Culver, headed the music department in Denver Public Schools, and we had all kind of people coming in doing clinics, and, you know, we had a lot of exposure.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sing something. I'm dying to hear you do a tune.
Well, you know, I thought I would start out with the blues because that was like the first thing I heard growing up. My aunt used to play the piano and just sing all of those songs from the 20s and 30s, but the thing that I love most was the blues. So
well,
start
that's,
there.
I mean, that's the basis of all jazz, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. One, two, a one, two, three. I want to tell all you girls a secret. Please don't tell nobody else. I want to tell all you girls a secret. Please don't tell nobody else. Well, it's $1 million secret. Please don't tell nobody else. Now, if you're a real young girl and you wanna get rich quick, get you an old, old man, child, that'll be the lick, you know. Those old men are fine. Girl, they know just what to do. They'll give you lots of loving, and a whole lot of money, too. Now he'll tickle you under your chin, and he'll scratch you on your side. He'll say, wake up, you sweet young thing. Give me my morning's exercise. Yes, old man, child, they know what to do. Yes, they'll give you lots of loving, ooh, and a whole lot of money, too. Now I got a man who's 88 and I'm just 23. Everybody thinks I'm crazy, but his will's made out to me, yeah. Get you an old man. Child, they know just what to do. They'll give you lots of loving, ooh, and a whole lot of money too.
Now I've told all you young girls exactly what to do. Let me tell you, ladies, if you're over 42, get you a young man. Go and raise him to your hand. He'll make you think life is wonderful. Lord, you'll think the world is grand. Take a look in the barnyard. See that old fat hen? Got a fresh young rooster. Feels just like a chick again. Oh, get you a young man and raise him to your hand. He'll make you think life is wonderful. You'll think the world is grand. Told all you girls my secret. Please keep it to yourself. I've told all you girls a secret. Please keep it to yourself. Now it's a $1 million secret. Don't tell nobody else.
That's such a cute one. Did you learn that? Is that one of those ones you learned from your family?
Yeah, that one. And also listening to Helen Humes. I always loved her and Alberta Hunter. They always sang those, like, jewels.
Oh, weren't they wonderful? Mm-hmm. Did you ever get to hear them in person?
I never got to hear Alberta in person, but I did get to see Helen.
Boy, they were both really wonderful women and good friends. I got mm-hmm. to see them at the
Storytellers. I love yeah. them.
Well, obviously, you didn't stay long in Detroit. You say you grew up in Denver. And you,
yeah.
Well, did you, I mean, when did you start singing, or did you know right off that?
Well, you know, my family says that I sang all the time, but when I was conscious of it, it was when I was in junior high school, grew up in Denver. We left Detroit when I was like 2 years old.
Well, when did you hook up with Billy Childs?
Well, I left Denver, and I decided to go out to Los Angeles, and while I was there...
How old were you then? Were you still in your teens?
I was 19. Mm-hmm. I went to the University of Colorado for a year, and I wanted to sing. And, you know, some of the members from Earth, Wind, & Fire are from Denver, and they were starting a group out there, and they needed a female singer, so I went out there to join that, but that's not what happened. I sang, you know, a little while, but I ended up meeting Billy. We were about 20 years old. When we met, and we worked together for about 10 years.
I really love Billy. You must have had a great time with
him.
He's
like my brother. Yeah, the thing that we used to have a group called Night Flight, and we used to work out at the beach at this place called the Comeback Inn. And the whole thing was that we write our songs, or if we did standards, they had to be arranged in a certain way, or you know. But the whole thing was to try to take the music as far as we could. And at the time, he started working with Freddie Hubbard, and I was working a little bit later on with Sergio Mendez. But every time we would go out, we would come back and bring what we learned. And he just opened me up so much. And I think, you know, experience is everything.
Of course it is. Know? And with different people and different... I mean, you had so many people, like you just mentioned Sergio Mendez. Mm-hmm. I mean, you were with that group. That must have been a different experience.
Yeah,
with
it
that
was.
Music.
It was. The one thing that I liked about working with Sergio was we did the music of Brazil 66, but Sergio always, you know, gave me tapes and records of, you know, some of the great Brazilian composers. So, and then he would always talk about them in the music. And so it just, you know, allowed me to, like, really develop an appetite for that music and ended up singing a lot of it.
And you were evidently a willing student. It seems like you just absorbed everything that you heard, which
yeah.
is great.
Yeah.
'Cause, and you do a lot of standards. In fact, I would love to hear you sing... Oh, something. Choose something for a nice ballad. We could
okay.
Do.
Well, I think I'd like to do That's All, because that's like the first standard that
really?
I learned.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what it was about, but, you know, I used to sing it when, you know, and I used to love how it made me feel. But now I know what it's about.
It's funny how these old tunes survive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that tune is old.
Yeah.
But it's a lovely tune. They just never die.
Yeah.
So I'm dying to hear the way you do it.
Okay.
And a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in the springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm that cold winter's night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time could never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all, that's I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time could never destroy. If you're one in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore for now and evermore. That's all. That's
boy, that's so beautiful and so tender. That must mean a great deal to you, that song.
Oh, yes, it does. It has come to mean a lot.
And you recorded that?
I recorded it on my first record for Blue Note. However, we did it. It was up-tempo. And I think I'd like to record it again and from the place that I am now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, you certainly can't beat that. Well, there are more things I want to ask you, but first I should let our listeners know that my guest is Diane Reeves. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marianne McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. More questions to ask you. Did you study or be coached by Phil Moore?
Oh, yes. Yeah, when I was living in Los Angeles, I met Phil, and he had a workshop for singers, Get Your Act Together.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I'm hearing about it.
Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful because, first of all, you know, Phil's history, he's worked with so many people, Lena Horne, Marilyn Monroe. I mean, he coached them for movies and, you know, nightclubs and did their arrangements and so forth. And
he's like
a wonderful arranger.
Dean of coaches and arrangers.
Absolutely,
isn't he?
Absolutely. And so it was great to have this workshop where you could go and work out your ideas and find songs, because he always felt that, you know, for a singer, the song was the most important thing, the lyrics. And that, you know, you find things that you could connect to on some level. And that was the whole workshop, and we worked on all of those things.
Well, that gives you a great advantage. I mean, no wonder you do all the wonderful things that you do. So, meanwhile, how were you, I mean, were you absorbing, like, any other influence from other singers at all? Did you?
You know, I was listening to so much music, you know, growing up, in the jazz music of that particular time, in the early 70s, was like fusion. You know, music had taken on a whole different kind of thing. And so I was listening to that. But also, you know, I grew up listening to the music of Motown. And then, you know, with my uncle and my parents, you know, I was always listening to mostly Sarah Vaughan, because she was my favorite.
I liked the
fact that she could do so many things. You know?
I loved that woman. She was...
Oh.
She could do so many things. And it's funny, I think it was all so natural, it just sort of fell out of her, you know.
Yeah. Like,
In fact, we were lucky enough, Jimmy, my husband, and myself, to meet her and then to actually work with her.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet her yourself?
Yes, I got the opportunity to meet her. It was funny, I was working with Clark, and she was working with the Basie Band, and we were on first. This was in Wichita. And after she sat out and listened to me, and I saw somebody out there, and I thought, no, that's not her. I mean, and I didn't want to think that it was her, because it would just, but it was. And after the show, she came backstage and she looked at me and she said, "As long as you live, don't you ever open for me again." And I was horrified. And they all laughed. They said, you know, that was a compliment, you know.
Of course.
I remember just, I loved her so much.
Yeah.
I love her music. I love her voice.
And she played good piano, too.
Yes.
She was with Earl Hines, I think,
mm-hmm.
in the band.
Exactly.
With Mr. B. Mm-hmm. In fact, she played piano on Piano Jazz. And she had a really good time doing it.
I heard that.
Did you?
I heard that one, yeah.
Did you?
It was
lovely. I had such a good time doing it.
It was funny because I love, you know, how her voice would be so high when she would speak. And then when she would sing, it would just have all of this, you know, color and beauty and... She was kind of shy, it seemed like, on a certain level.
Yeah, she was. Mm-hmm. It's funny, I remember that day when she came in, somebody had to rush out and buy an eyebrow pencil because we had somebody taking pictures, and she said, I've got no eyebrows. So, you know, these...
I can understand that.
Me too. I mean, the backstage secrets of piano jazz.
Right.
Well, let's do another tune. You've got such a vast list of tunes. Pick something you like that's maybe up a little bit or something.
Okay, we can do Exactly Like You.
Oh, that's a golden oldie if I ever heard one.
Mm-hmm. One, two, three, four. Each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I wanna share the world with you. You seem to understand. It's foolish little scheme I'm scheming. Dream I'm dreaming now. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. Ba-do ba boo ba do ba bim ba ba do. So do be ba do be do bo 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 do be de ba. Ba do de de bum. Woo wee de do ba do de be de ya. Bo bo be de de. Ba be 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 bo bo be be. So do bo be be you you do be. Ba ba bo be be de ya do. Be de ya do be de do ya do be ba do be do. Be do be so be ba do lo bo be de de be de 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 ba do ba do lo bo de oh so bo do ba do de be da ba do ba we be we ba ba do bo be ba do be ba do do de da de da bo we you. Exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one does those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I wanna share the world with you. You seem to understand its foolish little scheme I'm scheming. Dream I'm dreaming now. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. She wanted me to feel happy. She wanted me to feel good. She wanted me to be with someone exactly like you. Mm.
That is a very swinging tune. There's something about the way it's written.
Mm-hmm.
Would love to hear you do that with
a big
band.
Well, it's kind of reminiscent of A-Train.
Sort of. It's in that.
Yeah, almost the same changes.
Probably written actually a long time before A-Train, believe it or
not.
Gee, when I think how far back some of these songs go, and of course I learned a lot of them sort of by osmosis listening to the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up and listening to the Benny Goodman Group, and at that time I was trying to play like Teddy Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never ever thought that I would come over here and meet him and he would be a friend and we would play mm-hmm. together and all that stuff. And I just was reminded of him because of this song that I know that you do that was written by one of his ex-wives. Such
all
a beautiful
right.
song.
Oh, yeah.
Some Other Spring.
Yes.
Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Great.
Some other spring, I'll try to love. Now I still cling to faded blossoms, fresh when worn, left crushed and torn, like the love affair I mourn. Some other spring, when twilight falls, will the night bring another to me? Not your kind, but let me find. It's not true that love is blind. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart it's cold as ice. Love once you found me, but can this story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to sing love's magic music. Now forget that old duet and find love in some other spring. Sun shines around me, but deep in my heart it's cold as ice. Love, once you found me, but can that story unfold twice? Some other spring will my heart wake, stirring to sing love's magic music. Then forget the old duet and find love
Boy, that song is one of the most beautiful, and I guess an old-fashioned word for that is a torch song, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's really wrote that from the bottom of her heart.
Yes, and the melody is just so beautiful, and it's fun to sing. I love singing that melody.
Now, how did you discover that song?
Actually, through Billie Holiday. I think that was, you know.
Yeah, she did do it.
Yeah, she did that. But I didn't sing it for a long time, and then heard Herbie do it. It's one of those times where you hear somebody do something, and I thought, God, this song is so beautiful. I remember that.
Herbie Hancock?
Yeah, he did a record, and he played Some Other Spring. I think it was just solo piano. And I also heard him do it live, and I fell in love with it all over again, and I wanted to do it.
It's funny, that's exactly the way one can pick up tunes sometimes. Well, more talk and music in a minute, but first I want to let you know that my guest is Diane Reeves. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz, which is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company. I was thinking something I would like to try to do is to play a solo improvisation and just sort of make it to be a portrait of Diane Reeves.
Oh, thank you.
Well, don't thank me yet.
Okay.
See how it turns out.
Yeah, but I know it's going to be great.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That is so beautiful. Wow.
I've got to pull a little bit of that together, maybe refine it a little bit so make a real song out of it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you.
You had some nice songs on your newest album, That Day. What a nice title.
Thank you.
Could we maybe do Close Enough for Love?
Oh, absolutely.
One of my favorite Johnny Mandel tunes.
Yes, one of many. 1, 2, 3, 4. You and I, an unmatched pair, took the time to touch, to share. Worlds apart, the night we met, we braved the odds and won the bet. Not perfect yet, but close enough for love. How old-fashioned, pure romance, shared a kiss and shared a dance. Share the body and bouquet. We'll taste the wine some other day. When you and I are close enough for love. Not just lovers, more than friends. Who knows where one starts, one ends. Tracing lives through sleepless nights that I'll remember. Always, long goodbyes and tearful looks hold up well in poems and books. But you and I have life to hold. The greatest story never told. Not perfect yet, but close enough for love. Thank you.
more than lovers, more than friends. Who knows where one starts, one ends? Tracing lives through sleepless nights that I'll remember always, always. Long goodbyes and hold up well in poems and books. But you and I have life to hold, the greatest story never told. Not perfect. Close enough for love. For
boy, that song is so beautiful. And I was thinking while I was playing, I wonder what kind of chord changes Billy Childs would play behind you.
Well, he'd probably play something different, and I'd probably sing different, but differently. But the thing is, you know, I love being in different kinds of spaces. You know, I worked with, on my records with Jackie Terrison and Mulgrew Miller, who is absolutely wonderful.
I love Mulgrew.
Yeah, you know, and just a lot of different people. And I always love it because I never know what's going to come out of me by the things that they play.
Well, I think, I mean, that is it, to be sort of, make a cliche, that is sort of the essence of jazz, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Rather than having everything notated and
right,
and you've got to go loud here and here you speed up and here you slow down.
Right.
I guess that's why I went to play jazz in the first place, because classical music, I mean, it's wonderful, but sort of you're too tied down with things. This way you really are free to do your thing.
To do your thing, yeah. Well, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, more talk and music in a minute, but first I want to let you know that my guest is Diane Reeves. I'm Marianne McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Well, what else have you got on the roster for me? You've got some more surprises?
Yeah, I thought we would do a Nat Adderley song. This song is a little dark. I recorded this, and an interviewer kept saying, well, you know, you do so many different things, but this one is kind of dark, and it's about the Grim Reaper. I don't know what possessed him to write this song, but I like it a lot. You know, there's a light side and a dark side to life. And the first time I ever heard it was with Cannonball and Nancy Wilson. So this is old country.
Okay.
Hey, you old man sitting by the lonesome road, it's about time you're quitting life's so tiresome load. You're so sad and lonely, got no family, just an old man from some old country. inside, no chillin'. Ain't none by your side. You left all your women. Ooh, ain't you satisfied? Don't just sit there clinging to a memory of a love left in some old country.
Boy, you're right. That is a dark song. Wow, there's no hope there.
Yeah, I guess that's one way of looking at it. But the other side is, you know, that we're born and the one thing that's going to happen is that we pass. And in this particular situation, it's an example of maybe someone who didn't do anything with their life. And at the end, it's just over. So the thing that I get from it is that you got to do something in your life.
That's true. And boy, are you doing it. You are doing it. And what do you see yourself doing? Like, you must have plans down the line for the future things.
Yeah, you know, there's like so much music to explore. As a matter of fact, I am currently working on a record that I'm really excited about, because while I love the music of Gershwin and Kern and you know, Cole Porter, I've been trying to look for some new standards. And so I've looked into some of the writers that I listened to growing up too, Joni Mitchell, Peter Gabriel, Leonard Cohen, people like that. And Billy and I kind of share that same thing. And we've done some things where we've rearranged some of those songs and just to see what happens. I always like to experiment, and I hope to continue to grow.
Well, and there have to be some new tunes, because as much as we love to play the standard tunes over and over again. I know some kid, you know, young writer was talking to me about this the other day, like, and I was criticizing him for not playing enough standards. And he said, well, if we don't, we've just got to try to write our own things, else there will be no new music. And we can't always keep playing the standard tunes. And that's true, but
I think the standards are really the bloodline in a certain way of the music. It's the thing that allows a group of people to get together and communicate, you know, when they're performing, you know. So I think they're very important to know. But at the same time, I think it's, you know, time to reach out and find some other things too.
Well, there are things out there, and I know you'll find them. You just have so many ideas ranging far and wide. And I mean, that's great. You're not sort of hewing to a narrow line by any means. You're just going in all directions. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's wonderful.
Thank you.
You know, African-American pop, Brazilian, all that stuff. You can use it all. You are doing. It's great.
Thanks.
It's a shame. The time has gone by so fast. And I always want to share more thoughts and talk some more, but no more time. But yeah. I've loved having you on the show, Diane.
Oh, I've enjoyed it.
And
I really enjoyed it.
I hope we can do it again sometime.
Absolutely.
So meanwhile, back to a standard tune.
All right. Well, I think this is an appropriate ending. Softly as in a morning sunrise.
You know, that is such an old tune. Wait a minute. Who wrote that? Vincent Humans.
Yeah. Wow.
But it's amazing. It's still... And you know what's great about it, too? It's a minor tune. I love playing minor tunes.
I do, too. I have a lot of tunes that are like minor that I love to sing over the
top.
There's
something about a minor tune, mm-hmm. which I don't know if it has more vibrations in it or mm-hmm. it swings more. I don't know what it is. There's mm-hmm. something about minor tunes.
Yeah.
In my psyche, I guess. Well,
here we go. One, two, a one, two, three. Softly. As in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing into a newborn day. Flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing a vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and take you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let it fall to hell. So ends each story softly, as in an evening sunset, the lie that gave you glory will take it all away. So do bo beto papet bado wee bo be bado it'll be the o so be bado little be bado do so do bo do let it need over don for the passions that thrill love and take you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let it fall to hell. So ends each story softly, as in an evening sunset, the light that gave you glory will take it all away. Take it all away. Take it all away. Ooh, 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 ba do 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 be do bo bo be do bo. So de bidi poopedi papi fadiva do no fodu ledin devo viva poopa so do ledendo poopo pa de podu pedim biba do bidi din dida do no so do 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 da din de bidu bidi.
All right.
Man, that was great, and I really was taken by surprise. Loved it.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marian McPartland and her guest, Diane Reeves. This program was originally broadcast in 1999. It was recorded at Avatar Studios in New York City and is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Richard Applegate, assistant engineer Anthony Rotolo, mastering engineer David Mitchell, production coordinator Audrey Shiflett, executive producer Tom Clark. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Learn more about piano jazz artists and music on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for piano jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and Jazz Times Magazine, delivering jazz news, insight, and opinion for more than 40 years at newsstands everywhere and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for the original production of this program was provided by Borders Books and Music and the Baldwin Piano Company. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR contributors, which include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives. On the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.